Well, nidvach shel avonim, not the case of chriya shel dekel. Nidvach shel avonim, if you have a pile of bricks, abishachoshav alavim b'adayim, a person before Shabbos said, you know, I'll sit on them. Osr leishav alayim, he cannot sit on them. Elim kain, limdum, which means he set them up here, sidrum, he set them up. And you have to do a maisa, and the maisa here being the fact that he set them up to be able to sit on them, that changes them into that, that's their function. Hagov, yeshamrim, the din avonim, ki din achurius, the Ramah disagrees and says, no, the same way by churius, that their machshava works, so by avonim, also machshava works. Then that's the contrast, he's contrasting between the two, the bachurius. Since people sometimes do sit in it, the Mechaber says, Machshav is enough. And by Nidavach, which is not common to use it for that purpose, you need a Maisa. And they say, no, there's no difference. Mishabura, say the Mishabura is Pezayin. Abel Nidavach. But Tam the Khuri is Ikad the Kaimel Yeshiva, Ikad the Kaimel Eitzim. That's what Mishabura pointed out in the previous Sif, that nowadays, the Poskim assume that all of our wood is not for the purpose, is for the purpose of burning, but they used to use it both directions. Okay, so that's why machshav is enough. The kan, in the case in sifchav, l'nesu elimination machshav toish a katzot on the sreifa. So therefore, the starting point was his decision to use it for sreifa, because otherwise, I mean, for both of them, so it's not even muksum. Therefore, the decision.
It's for what? Both what and what?
The churias are used for sitting or for hasaka or for as firewood. Therefore, the reason why there's a problem is because he chose to use it for sreifa. So we say, well, therefore, the machshava of yeshiva overrides the machshava of sreifa. Machshava yeshiva mitziyam midei machshava sreifa. Like in the Kohen Yeshiva, in general, the person makes bricks, his plan is to build them, use them for building. He doesn't use them for yeshiva. Therefore, just the decision alone, without doing any maisa, doesn't make it into a kli. So it's muksa. Therefore, you need some type of action to show that it's for yeshiva purposes. So therefore the Mechaber says the Maisa, which we're referring to, is the act of setting up the bricks. So the Mishnah Ruvim came, Beitzim Shalon, Hoshein Oymen, Bishum Pam, at the Yeshiva, El Asaka. The wood that we use, we don't use it for sitting on, we use it for burning, for firewood. So now we've been in Shiyasim and Maisim and Bajam, Kamashikosim, Chabezin, Bakas, Mahani, Bamashiach, to the Shabbos. And you need to do a maisa. The fact that you're designating it for one Shabbos to sit on it, that's not enough, or to use it, whatever. So our wood would have the same thing. You need a maisa. You cannot sit on them. Now, Pirish, so again, the beginning that we said before was tilted me natsad, and there could be that smutter, because you're not moving the biyadayim. So why is it osir? Forget about it's muksa, but it's still mutter. So no. So Pirish Magan Ram, the Hainal Atatulam, Bishabbos, Kre Leisha Berleim. Bishiva Lechuda, Shor Becholinim Bechanam. This over here, we say yeshiva mean the person wants to move them to use them to sit. So you're being metal to them directly. That's a problem, because they're muksa. Alam can limdo unless you're masada them. Now, that's considered a true act of shinui in the item, and it's enough to make it not muksa. The mocher fill the head, you can move them directly. You don't need to do, you know, some type of So Rashi holds that ma'isa means you're changing the item. Well, you didn't change the item. The item is not changed at all. So if that's true, so why is it what does it help? The answer is, it is muksa, but you move them to the place you need them. So you don't have to move them. You don't have to deal with them. So you sort of circumvent the problem. According to Rashi, just setting them up is not enough to change their status. The point of setting them up is you don't need to do anything anymore. They're set up already. Okay. Mechaniker. Sari. I'm going to remember Shahay Segal Ramah. Seriously, the Eben Chaber Mechariyas. Push Kasa Basil Chabez. The Vina Dafka Yichud Oilam. By Eben, you need Yichud Oilam. It's not enough to say, like Mechariyas, Yichud for one time is enough. By Eben, you need Yichud Oilam. And that seems to be the general assumption.
What you only need yichud one time,
Paul? No, Evan, you need.
What you only need yichud one time?
By churias, since some people use it for yeshiva, so there, by the decision to use it is enough. You don't need to do more than that because that's a normal thing to use it for. Sifcha beis also.
How do we pass
down
what constitutes a
miser? Well, let's see one more. Actually, okay. Also, the chassis piachov is be'evin. You can't take a rock and use it to cover a container. It fits nicely in the top. You can cover your use it as a bottle stop. You can't do that, or a chavis stop, I guess would be, because the smokes up. A bit of kas, or to use a piece of wood. Or list your behenas adelis. You want to use them to help keep the door shut, or a door stop. Lahakas behen bebarza. So pirish hakonash masimin bechabis lahitzi hayayin mimenu. The spigot. So there's a hole in the barrel, and there's a spigot. So sometimes the spigot isn't in. You want to put the spigot in. They didn't always keep it in. Or it's not all the way, so you need to bang it in. So you need like a hammer. So you say, okay, I don't have a hammer, but I have this big rock. I can use the rock to bang it in. Even though you decided to use it before Shabbos for that purpose, it is aser. Unless this is the decision over here is not a one-time decision. It's a decision that this is what's going to be for now, from now on. And that's why I told you, I pointed out to you that the stones for throwing at the cars, right? It doesn't work because they're only yachid for one Shabbos because they afterwards they're stones again. So that doesn't help. Now, if he would retrieve the stones afterwards and reuse them every week, that would work. But the honey mealy, but the shane darker, liyachdul the kach, gurn honey demorat. So, which is not—it's not common or normal to use it for this purpose. So, therefore, to make it into a new item, different than what it normally is, you need a decision, which is a true transformation of the item into something else. So, the decision has to be a permanent decision. Something which is normal to use it for, currently said by a gozim, taking the right size rock is what they would use it. The weekdays as well. Maybe use it to crack open a nut. So then, even the decision to use it for the Shabbos, but you're deciding to use it for something which is normal. So once you make that decision, that's what it is. So that's enough. But some argue that that's not true, and even something which is normal for you need yichud oilam. So some say that even that's not enough. You need a maisa. Even the machshava is not enough. But finally, a simulation test of yichud tzaki. So over here, the machaber brings all these different opinions. We see before that he holds that. Not like the shita, you do not need ma'isa. Yichud is enough, but like the So going to the case of the stone, again, the case would be, I want to take a stone and designate it for a certain purpose. Lo'alam. So this sheet to hold, it's not enough. You need to change the item in some way. Even the yichud olam is not enough, you need a ma'isa. And that, zakter more, the minute the psak is not like that sheet. The yichud lo'alam is enough.
Why is yichud lo'alam ever needed? If the issue is hachana, why isn't yichud von Shempis considered hachana?
It is and it isn't, because Chazal came along and said there's a requirement of a kli.
So
it's not just a mimuchan. We put it to Kanas Chazal. The problem with the bonim, besides the starting point, because in general bonim are not muchan. As Rama says, Chazal wanted to, we quoted at the beginning, Chazal wanted to limit tiltal on Shabbos, so they limited tiltal to Kalim. So this, as long as it's not a kli, you can't be metaltal. Tzariyalov, obi bikas. Who the ratzalitzmach mekar is a delis. You want to take a piece of a plank of wood, a beam, and use it to support the door. Tzichayichud to obi bikas. Bozik a torus kli alav. So you need to designate it for that purpose, and then it becomes a kli. So. Even though you made the decision before Shabbos, so it's still also. Mivayoyim lasa sepulos ele b'Shabbos. You decided before Shabbos that's what you're going to use it for on Shabbos. Okay, so that's still not enough. B'kol shkenim lechosha rak she'osa pulos ele b'mivayoyim. I used it once before Shabbos as a doorstop. I had no intent whether I'm going to keep it, continue using it like that on Shabbos or not. Right, but you have not made a decision what you're using it for on Shabbos. So you use it once at the doorstep, and now it's a stone again. So he's saying if it doesn't work, even if I decided to use, I thought about what I'm going to do with it on Shabbos. Kavu Chomer, I didn't think about what I'm doing on Shabbos. Now, v'damar the churius hanal b'sivkov, but we saw by the case of the churius, we said that using it once during the week is good enough. And here we're saying that it's not good enough. The chiluk, the shom ikachuri is the kaim al yeshiva. That was the normal usage that they would use. They would take these bundles of these branches with the leaves, etc., and you would sit on them. You bind them together and sit on them. So it was used for this purpose. But this over here was not considered derech at all, and therefore, whereas over there, since it was normal, once a person used it, so he's basically giving it a different kli, because this was a normal usage, and when you use it this way, it's a kli, and you did. Over here, the person, people don't do that, so it's bala daita, in a certain sense. It's not really a designation as a kli, just by the fact that you used it one time, etc. So therefore, this designation has to be permanent designation. It's not enough a temporary designation or a single usage beforehand. Alam, what's it going on? The yichud has to be loyal. If this was an ongoing usage during the week, that he would use it for this purpose, so then that's good enough. Even though it wasn't the beferish yichud, but the fact that it's been used on an ongoing basis, that's the equivalent of a yichud. The decision over here, it's a decision. It's not a halachic. I hereby confer upon you a status of a kli. The person just makes a decision what he's going to do with it. So that's a decision. Aval yichado for one Shabbos. Where is it going on? Right. If a person yichado just for one Shabbos, it doesn't work. But yichud for one Shabbos does work if you did a ma'isa. But something which is normal to use it for example, taking a stone to crack shells of nuts, there, since it's, you're talking about something which is normal, yichud for one Shabbos is sufficient. Sagi. So again, the idea is it wasn't used regularly for this purpose. It was common to use this rock, to a small rock, for the purpose of cracking nuts, or something of that sort. Therefore, just being miyachad for one Shabbos is over here sufficient. What was that about?
Off screen.
Okay, so there. Oh, okay, yeah, fine. So what's the case? The case over there was a woman had a garment which it had like a head covering, and the way you would tighten it is that there's a loop on one side, and then there was a weight hanging down on the other side, which would go through the loop. You'd pull down the weight, and pull the loop up, and it would tighten it around the person's head. So, what are you allowed to use to be for that purpose? It says using an oven was a common usage of an oven. They put a stone there. So over there, it says if she did this before Meir Shabbos, so she could wear it on Shabbos. Because that's a mice, and that wasn't a mice of shitting in the item, it was a mice of using it. So that's right to this idea. Right, and that's his point. He's saying over here in Sifchav Aleph, they don't normally sit down on rocks and use it for that purpose, but over here, we're talking about something which is normal to do. So that's an example we have over there. Does he say anything more over here? if you want to be miyachad about beya, so it's muksa, and yichud doesn't work. And the Mishnah Berurah said, but yichud alone would work.
Miyachad about beya for
to use as the weight on this head cover, and use a weight on it, something heavy. Apparently heavy. Okay, let's finish up over here. Sadi Rav. And some say Loishna, which means it's a learner, the Mishnah, but in a Yichud Olam, even if it's something which is, it's a normal usage, you still need Yichud Olam. And then there was Yeshama and the Tzarek, she asked about Maisa, Shaltikim, and finally, Abba Simon Rishon test of Yichud Sagi. Then Rambam said, the mice of the Psak is not like that. We see that Yichud is enough. Hanamash HaKot, of Rosham, said, Beis, the field of the Avonim Sagi of Yichud Loilam. You see, using stones, if you're Machad Loilam, now they're not Mux anymore. Even though there was no mice involved. Then you meet the Urche Behaki, near the Makam Tarach Yesh, Lisbeth Lahakal, the Sagi of Yichud Shabbasachas. And furthermore, that's almost something which is not, doesn't have. It's not common usage. As much as the common usage we're arguing over here, what some Chalikas were saying, that over there, Yichud for one Shabbos is enough. He's saying that you know, you can be semich on that Peshas of Chag. Okay. Let's hold it here. Shkoyach.